Shush! A respectful silence, please, because we are talking about golf. The Masters is underway at Georgia's Augusta National Golf Club. Youth is on the rise in the form of Justin Rose and a slightly unsteady Tiger Woods. And experience is on the wane as Arnold Palmer and possibly Jack Nicklaus say so long to golf's most prestigious tournament. Our own spring chicken, sports columnist Ron Rappaport, joins us now on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Linda.
So this 23-year-old Englishman, Justin Rose, he's been playing a steady, if unspectacular, game at Augusta, which puts the effort of Tiger Woods in stark relief. He has had to claw his way back to even par yesterday. What's happening with Tiger?
Well, steady is what wins golf tournaments more often than not, Linda, though a lot of people would tell us that 6-under par by young Justin Rose is really pretty spectacular. As for Tiger, you know, after playing 4-over par for the first 9 holes, he's played 4-under par since. If he could match that today and tomorrow, he'll be right back in it. You know, a lot of people are searching for reasons. He's lost his competitive edge. He's made the rest of the tour players get busy to work and hard to catch up to him. He's gotten engaged. I think it's simpler than that. What happened to him is golf. He just created this impossible set of standards by winning so much so early, and the game just isn't played that way over the length of anyone's career. He'll win again, just not so much and not so often. Nobody can.
Now, before we get to Arnold Palmer's swan song, I do have a question. Last year, the Masters was all about the matchup of club chairman Hootie Johnson and Martha Burke, who wanted to force the Augusta National to admit women. Why no controversy this year?
Well, Martha Burke is not in Augusta, for one thing. She's taken her case to another court, if you will, holding the feet to the fire of the corporate executives who belong to Augusta National. But in a very real way, she is there. If you want to watch some of the most relaxing television ever, tune in the Masters this weekend. Nothing but golfers playing and birds twittering. Not a commercial in sight. The tournament and their corporate sponsors are sitting this one out for the second year in a row to avoid the heat of any possible protests. So Martha Burke is having her effect, believe me.
And Arnold Palmer, it's his 50th stroll up 18 at the Masters and his last.
Well, when Palmer played in his first Masters, there had only been about 20 of them. The tournament and golf itself were in a different era. They were just so lucky to have him as television came along because he was so unlike many of the champions before him, the way he exhibited such joy and excitement. And the way, you know, over the next decade and a half, people could identify an identity.
Ron, thank you. Ron Rappaport is a columnist for The Bright One, the Chicago Sun-Times.